Appendix B, Tactical Mission Tasks. The tactical mission tasks in this appendix describe the results or effects commanders want to achieve, the what of a mission statement. These tasks have specific military definitions. Tasks for tactical missions. Tactical mission tasks are the what of a mission statement. Most of these actions and effects have associated military symbols. Staffs use them in course of action development and sketches as part of the military decision-making process. Some are also graphic control measures or obstacle effects and are used as such. Commanders are not limited to the tactical mission tasks listed in this appendix in specifying desired subordinate actions in operation orders or operation plans. Many of the words and terms used to describe the what of a mission statement do not have special connotations beyond their common English language meanings. However, units must have a shared understanding of the what of the operation. Tasks involving only actions by friendly forces rarely provide sufficient clarity for a mission statement. Thus, the addition of a solid purpose coupled with the task adds understanding and clarity. Commanders ensure that missions assigned to subordinate units are consistent with their schemes of maneuver and resources allocated to those subordinates. For example, a defending unit requires far greater effort, resources, to destroy an enemy force than to disrupt it. Likewise, an attacking unit requires more combat power to clear enemy forces from a given area than to contain enemy forces in that same area. Attack by fire. Attack by fire is a tactical mission task using direct and indirect fires to engage an enemy from a distance. Friendly forces use direct fires, supported by indirect fires, to engage an enemy force without closing with the enemy to destroy, suppress, fix, or deceive that enemy. This task is usually given when the mission does not dictate or support occupation of the objective. An attack by fire is not done in conjunction with a maneuvering force. When assigning this task, the commander must state the desired effect on enemy forces, such as neutralize, fix, or disrupt. A commander may assign the force conducting an attack by fire to a battle position with either a sector of fire or an engagement area. The arrow points at the targeted force or objective, and the commander places the base of the arrow in the general area from which the commander wants to deliver the attack. Attack by fire positions are rarely applicable to units larger than company size. An attack by fire closely resembles the task of support by fire. The chief difference is that one unit conducts the support by fire task to support another unit so the second unit can maneuver against enemy forces. The attack by fire task includes assigning sectors of fire or engagement areas to each subordinate weapon system to include the enemy forces' defensive positions or avenues of approach. Designating control measures for massing, distributing, and shifting of direct and indirect fires. Designating BPs, an assigned area, or an axis of advance to allow the friendly force to engage the enemy force. Providing for security and all-around defense, including control measures to ensure tie-in of subordinate elements and maximum use of hide positions. Using OPSEC to deceive enemy forces about movement, occupation, and intent of the operation. Reconnoitering, preparing, and securing movement routes and firing positions before the movement of the main body and stocking Class 5 items. Providing movement instructions to the initial battle positions. Block. Block is a tactical mission task that denies the enemy access to an area or an avenue of approach. A blocking task normally requires the friendly force to block the enemy force for a certain time or until a specific event has occurred. The line perpendicular to the enemy's line of advance indicates the limit of enemy advance. A blocking unit may have to hold terrain and become decisively engaged. Block as a tactical mission task differs from the tactical mission task of fix. A blocked enemy force can move in any direction other than the obstructed one, while a fixed enemy force cannot move in any direction. Block is also an obstacle effect that integrates fire planning and obstacle effort to stop an attacker along a specific avenue of approach, or prevent the attacking force from passing through an engagement area. The vertical line in the obstacle effect graphic indicates the limit of enemy advance. It also indicates where the obstacle ties in to restricted terrain. A force may employ blocking obstacles to assist in the task. Blocking obstacles are complex, employed in depth, and integrated with fires to prevent enemy forces from proceeding along an avenue of approach or to proceed only at unacceptable cost. When employed, blocking obstacles serve as a limit, not allowing enemy forces beyond that point. Obstacles alone cannot accomplish a blocking task. See Chapter 17 for more information on the block obstacle effect. Breach. Breach is a tactical mission task in which a unit breaks through or establishes a passage through an enemy obstacle. An enemy obstacle can include enemy defenses, obstacles, minefields, or fortifications. Units attempt to bypass and avoid obstacles and enemy defensive positions to the maximum extent possible to maintain tempo and momentum. Breaching enemy defenses and obstacle systems is normally the last choice. If a breach is necessary, units employ all available means to break through or establish a passage. A breach is a synchronized combined arms operation under the control of the maneuver commander. The area located between the arms of the graphic shows the general location for the breach. The length of the arms extend to include the entire depth of the area that must be breached. Breaching operations may be required to support an attack anywhere along the continuum from a deliberate to a hasty attack. Regardless of where the attack falls along the continuum, the breaching tenets, intelligence, breaching fundamentals, breaching organization, mass, and synchronization, apply when conducting breaching operations in support of an attack. See ATP3-90.4/MCTP3-34-alpha for more information concerning breaching operations. Bypass. Bypass is a tactical mission task in which a unit deliberately avoids contact with an obstacle or an enemy force. A commander orders a bypass to maintain momentum while deliberately avoiding combat with an enemy force. A bypass can take place in offensive or defensive actions. The arms of the graphic go on both sides of the location or unit that will be bypassed. Commanders base the bypass decision on the requirement to maintain momentum and aggressive action, knowledge of the enemy force's strength, intent, or mission, the degree to which the bypassed enemy force can interfere with the advance, the general state of the enemy force. For example, if enemy resistance is crumbling, the friendly force can take greater risks. Any bypass criteria established by a higher echelon headquarters. The force conducting the bypass immediately reports any bypassed obstacles and enemy forces to its higher echelon headquarters. This force normally keeps the bypassed enemy force under observation until relieved by another force unless it is part of a raid. A senior commander does not normally delegate authority to bypass below the battalion task force level. Commanders establish bypass criteria to limit the size of enemy forces that subordinates can bypass without their approval. Before approving the bypass, commanders ensure that the bypassing force checks the bypass route for enemy presence and trafficability. The bypassing force prevents the bypassed enemy force from interfering with the moving friendly force. The two bypass techniques that a force can employ are avoiding the enemy force totally, fixing the enemy force in place with fires, and then conducting the bypass. If the bypassing force cannot avoid the enemy force, then the bypassing force fixes the enemy force with part of its maneuver elements and bypasses it with the balance of the force. Generally, a commander will not attempt to bypass an enemy force if more than a third of the unit's combat power is required to fix the enemy force. The commander assigns one subordinate unit the mission of fixing the enemy force in this situation, reinforcing the fixing force as required by the mission variables. The fixing force coordinates with the unit assigned to relieve the fixing force as soon as possible and provides the new unit with all available information about the enemy and terrain. The relieving unit is normally another unit assigned a follow and support task. Once relieved, the force fixing the enemy force either rejoins its parent organization or becomes part of the following element and comes under its control. Occasionally, a commander may direct the fixing force to break contact with the enemy force after the bypassing force completes the bypass. This occurs when the bypassing force has no requirement to maintain an uninterrupted logistics flow, such as in a raid. In this case, the fixing force fixes the enemy force by employing defensive and limited offensive actions in synchronization with all available fire support until ordered to rejoin the bypassing force. Canalize. Canalize is a tactical mission task in which a unit restricts enemy movement to a narrow zone. Friendly forces do this by exploiting terrain coupled with the use of obstacles, fires, or friendly maneuver. Successful canalization results in moving the enemy formation, individual soldiers, or weapon systems into a predetermined position where they are vulnerable to piecemeal destruction. Clear. Clear is a tactical mission task in which a unit eliminates all enemy forces within an assigned area. Friendly forces do this by destroying, capturing, or forcing the withdrawal of enemy forces so they cannot execute organized resistance and interfere with the friendly unit's mission. In all cases, this task requires a thorough reconnaissance to discover the enemy forces' locations. After discovering the enemy forces' location, the clearing force maneuvers against the enemy force. The bar connecting the arrows designates the desired limit of advance for the clearing force. The bar also establishes the width of the area to clear. This task requires significant time and other resources. In the mission statement, a commander can modify the objective associated with this task to destroying, capturing, or forcing the withdrawal of only enemy forces larger than a stated size. In this case, the clearing force keeps smaller enemy forces under observation while the rest of the friendly force bypasses them. Clear is also a mobility task that involves the total elimination of an obstacle that is usually performed by follow-on engineers and is not done under fire. Units conduct clearing operations to eliminate completely the enemy's obstacle effort or the residual obstacles affecting the operational area. See FM3-90.4 for more information on mobility clearing operations. Contain. Contain is a tactical mission task in which a unit stops, holds, or surrounds an enemy force. This causes the enemy to center their activity on a given front and prevent them from withdrawing any part of their forces for use elsewhere. Contain may identify a specific enemy unit, or geographic terms or time may express the limits of the containment. Containment allows an enemy force to reposition itself within the designated geographic area, while fixing an enemy does not. The contain graphic encompasses the entire area desired to contain enemy forces during the development of alternative courses of action. Control. Control is a tactical mission task in which a unit maintains physical influence over an assigned area. By controlling an area, units prevent its use by an enemy force or create conditions necessary for friendly operations. That influence can result from friendly forces occupying the specified area or dominating that area by their weapon systems. Control of an area does not require the complete clearance of all enemy soldiers from that area. The tactical mission task of control differs from that of secure because secure does not allow enemy fires to impact on the secured area. Enemy forces can engage targets within the controlled area, but they cannot move ground forces through that area. A unit designated to control a route or area directs and regulates the use of the area, to include movement of friendly traffic through the designated area or route. Control may also mean a command relationship or a function commanders exercise through their command and control systems. See ADP-30 and ADP-60 for more information on command and control. Counter-reconnaissance. Counter-reconnaissance is a tactical mission task that encompasses all measures taken by a unit to counter enemy reconnaissance and surveillance efforts. Counter-reconnaissance is not a distinct mission, but a component of all security operations and local security measures. It prevents hostile observation of a force or area. It involves both active and passive elements and includes combat action to destroy or repel enemy reconnaissance units and surveillance assets, such as unmanned aircraft systems. Destroying enemy ground and aerial reconnaissance assets while denying the enemy information through other collection systems allows friendly force commanders to operate against an enemy who is operating blindly. The enemy commander's inability to see the battlefield eventually desynchronizes the enemy commander's actions and renders that commander's force vulnerable to aggressive action by friendly forces. See Chapter 13 for additional information on counter-reconnaissance. Destroy. Destroy is a tactical mission task that physically renders an enemy force combat ineffective until it is reconstituted. Alternatively, to destroy a combat system is to damage it so badly that it cannot perform any function or be restored to a usable condition without being entirely rebuilt. The amount of damage needed to render a unit combat ineffective depends on the unit's type, discipline, and morale. Destroying armored or dug-in targets with area fire weapons requires considerable ammunition and time, so forces do not normally attempt it unless they have terminally guided munitions. Disengage. Disengage is a tactical mission task in which a unit breaks contact with an enemy to conduct another mission or to avoid becoming decisively engaged. It involves moving to a location where enemy forces cannot engage the friendly force with either direct fires or observed indirect fires. Disengaging from enemy forces while displacing from one position to the next is a difficult procedure. A disengagement plan includes the maneuver concept of operations for tactical elements after disengagement, along with the movement routes for each subordinate unit, fires to suppress enemy forces and cover the unit's movement, screening smoke to conceal the unit's movement as part of a military deception operation or to cover passage points, contact and passage points if moving through friendly lines, the time disengagement starts, the earliest time that functional and multifunctional support and sustainment elements move. The senior headquarters conducts operations to support the disengaging forces and relieve pressure on units in contact with enemy forces. For example, if a division is conducting a delay, the division commander uses attached aviation assets to help a BCT disengage from close operations. Simultaneously, the division uses its long-range artillery, rocket, and electromagnetic warfare systems to destroy or disrupt enemy follow-on echelons to prevent them from interfering with the disengagement. The intent is to create conditions that allow the unit to disengage while avoiding decisive combat. To facilitate disengagement, units suppress the enemy force in contact by bombarding the enemy force with large volumes of both direct and indirect fires provided by forces other than the disengaging unit. In open terrain, a unit generally moves its short-range systems first. In close terrain, a unit generally moves its long-range systems first to support by fire positions. The time involved to move a system to its next position also affects when that system moves. Small unit leaders usually direct this movement because of the limited range of combat net radios and the fact that the tactical situation varies across a unit's front. This process is repeated as necessary. Once disengagement starts, units must complete it rapidly. A commander can employ supporting units or reserves to protect the disengaging unit's flanks and assist in freeing any closely engaged elements. The unit then moves to its next position using the appropriate movement techniques. If enemy combat systems have not closed within direct fire range of the friendly disengaging unit, all its elements may be able to move simultaneously under the cover of massed fires and smoke. Speed of execution and continued coordination are essential to the success of this task. Disrupt. Disrupt is a tactical mission task in which a unit upsets an enemy's formation or tempo and causes the enemy force to attack prematurely or in a piecemeal fashion. Units disrupt an enemy force by integrating direct and indirect fires, terrain, and obstacles. This increases an enemy force's vulnerability to friendly fires. It may temporarily knock a unit out of a battle. Disruption is not an end. It is the means to an end. The center arrow points toward the targeted enemy unit. The maneuver force attempting to disrupt an enemy force must attack the defending enemy force with enough combat power to achieve the desired results with one mass attack or sustain the attack until it achieves the desired results. It may involve attacking the enemy force while it is still in its assembly areas or in an approach march before it can deploy into a movement formation. A commander determines the degree of acceptable risk based on anticipated friendly losses, the location of the attack, the number of attacks, and other risk management factors. Disrupt is an obstacle effect that focuses fire planning and obstacle effort to cause the enemy to break up its formation and tempo, interrupt its timetable, commit breaching assets prematurely, and attack in a piecemeal effort. It also helps to deceive an enemy force concerning the location of friendly defensive positions to separate combat echelons or to separate combat forces from their logistics support. The short arrows in the obstacle effect graphic indicate where obstacles impact the enemy's ability to maneuver. The longer arrows indicate where units allow enemy forces to bypass the obstacle effect, so the defending force can engage the enemy force with fires. The arrows indicate the direction of an enemy attack. A defending unit normally uses the disrupt obstacle effect forward of engagement areas. Obstacles alone cannot disrupt an enemy unit. See Chapter 17 for more information on the disrupt obstacle effect. Exfiltrate. Exfiltrate is a tactical mission task in which a unit removes soldiers or units from areas under enemy control by stealth, deception, surprise, or clandestine means. Friendly forces use stealth, deception, surprise, or other clandestine means to exfiltrate the area. Friendly forces exfiltrate when they have been encircled by enemy forces and cannot conduct a breakout or be relieved by other friendly forces. Forces returning from a raid, an infiltration, or a patrol behind enemy lines can also conduct an exfiltration. A commander exfiltrates an encircled force to preserve a portion of the force. It is preferable to the capture of the entire force. A force exfiltrates only after destroying or incapacitating all equipment, except medical, that it must leave behind. Only as a last resort, when the alternative is the capture of the entire force, does a force conducting an exfiltration leave its casualties in place with supplies, chaplain support, and medical personnel. Exfiltration is most feasible through rough or difficult terrain in areas lightly covered by enemy observation and fire. These conditions often allow undetected movement of small elements when movement of the entire force would present more risk. Exfiltration requires resourcefulness, a high degree of discipline, expert land navigation skills, and motivation. It is unlikely that the entire force will be able to exfiltrate, since part of it may have to create a diversion. Good, small unit leadership is essential in this type of operation. The exfiltrating force first establishes its rally points and exfiltration lanes. It coordinates its link-up plans with other friendly units. A commander designates exfiltration lanes as RFAs or no-fire areas. The exfiltrating force uses preparation fires to cover its movement and to expend stockpiled ammunition. Based on reconnaissance and available intelligence, the exfiltrating force subdivides into small groups and exfiltrates during periods of limited visibility, passing through or around enemy defensive positions. If detected, it tries to bypass enemy forces. Exfiltration may be more difficult with combat and tactical vehicles because the noise they make and the limitations they impose on exfiltration routes make detection more likely. Fix. Fix is a tactical mission task in which a unit prevents the enemy from moving from a specific location for a specific period. This may occur by engaging an enemy force to prevent its withdrawal for use elsewhere, or by using deception, such as transmitting false orders. A commander uses fix in offensive and defensive actions. It is always a supporting effort. The point of the arrow faces toward the desired enemy unit to fix. The broken part of the arrow indicates the desired location for that event to occur. Fixing an enemy force does not mean destroying it. The friendly force has to prevent the enemy force from moving in any direction. This task usually has a time constraint, such as fix the enemy reserve force until objective Fallon is secured. The tactical mission task of fix differs from that of block in that a fixed enemy force cannot move from a given location, but a blocked enemy force can move in any direction other than the one obstructed. Fix is an obstacle effect that focuses fire planning and obstacle effort to slow an attacker's movement within a specified area, normally an engagement area. The primary use of this effect is to give a friendly force time to acquire, target, and destroy an attacking enemy force with direct and indirect fires throughout the depth of an engagement area or avenue of approach. The irregular part of the arrow in the obstacle intent graphic indicates the location where complex obstacles slow the enemy force's rate of advance. The arrow indicates the direction of enemy force's advance. Follow and assume. Follow and assume is a tactical mission task in which a committed force follows and supports a lead force conducting an offensive operation and continues the mission if the lead force cannot continue. The lead force may be unable to continue for several reasons, such as becoming fixed or attrited by enemy forces. The follow and assume force is not a reserve, but it is committed to accomplish specific tasks. Planners place the box part of the associated task military symbol around the icons of units assigned this task. Tasks for a follow and assume force include preparing to execute all missions of the followed unit, maintaining contact with the trail elements of the leading force, preparing to conduct a forward passage of lines through the force it is following, monitoring all combat information and intelligence being provided to and from the force it is following, avoiding engaging enemy forces bypassed by the force it is following. A commander assigns a follow and assume mission to ensure that the attacking force maintains the momentum of its offensive action. The follow and assume force ensures it can immediately execute a forward passage of lines and assume the lead force's mission. A commander assigning a unit mission the task of follow and assume has two options in establishing the relationship between the lead and trail units. Commanders normally retain command of both units and require that all requests for support from the supported unit to the supporting unit pass through their headquarters. Alternatively, in situations where a commander will not be able to maintain control over both units, the supporting unit is placed in a standard command relationship with the supported unit, such as attached or operational control. An example of this occurs when both units are trying to encircle a retrograding enemy force and the commander remains with the direct pressure force. Follow and support. Follow and support is a tactical mission task in which a committed force follows and supports a lead force conducting an offensive operation. A follow and support force is not a reserve but is a force committed to specific tasks. It contains an arrow graphic around the symbol of the unit being assigned this task. Missions of a follow and support force include destroying bypassed enemy units when the lead unit does not clear the assigned area as it advances, blocking movement of enemy reinforcements, relieving in place any direct pressure or encircling force halted to contain enemy forces, securing lines of communications, clearing obstacles, guarding prisoners, key areas, and installations, recovering friendly battle losses, securing key terrain, controlling dislocated civilians. A commander assigns a unit the task of follow and support to keep the supported force from having to commit its combat power to tasks other than the main effort, which would slow the momentum and tempo of the offense. The follow and support force accomplishes its tasks to prevent enemy forces, obstacles, and other factors from interfering with offensive actions, especially along the lines of communications. A commander assigning the follow and support task has two options in establishing the relationship between the supported and the supporting units. A commander can place the follow and support unit in a standard command relationship with the supported unit, such as attached or operational control. Alternatively, a commander can retain command of the follow and support force and require that all tasking requests from the supported unit go through that commander's headquarters. Interdict. Interdict is a tactical mission task where a unit prevents, disrupts, or delays the enemy's use of an area or route in any domain. It is an offensive action that desynchronizes the enemy. Interdiction is a supporting effort conducted to complement and reinforce other ongoing offensive or defensive operations. The two arrows should cross on the unit or location targeted for interdiction. An interdiction tasking must specify how long to interdict, defined as a length of time or some event that must occur before the interdiction is lifted, and the exact effect desired from the interdiction. A friendly force's capability to interdict may have a devastating impact on an enemy force's plans and ability to respond to friendly actions. For example, interdiction efforts that result in an enemy force's maneuver being delayed or disrupted enhance the friendly force's ability to achieve tactical advantages. Delaying or disrupting enemy resupply efforts limits the enemy force's ability to sustain intense, high-tempo offensive or defensive actions and restricts enemy mobility. Space and cyberspace capabilities prevent, disrupt, or delay enemy communications capabilities, which degrades the enemy's ability to command and control their forces. The depth at which the attacking force conducts the interdiction generally determines the friendly force's freedom of action. Increasing the depth of operations reduces the danger of fratricide to air and surface forces, reduces the coordination required, and allows increasingly flexible operations. Aerial forces, such as manned and unmanned aircraft, can attack enemy forces to interdict their movement throughout the assigned area. The depth at which interdiction takes place also determines the speed with which units observe its effects. Normally, ground maneuver units first focus on targets close to the flot. Interdiction efforts there immediately impact enemy forces near the interdiction target, but they do not affect the enemy force's ability to mass effects. Attacks at greater distances from the flot have a delayed impact on close combat, but eventually degrade the enemy force's ability to mass effects. Interdicting the movement of enemy units can be extremely effective in assisting the encirclement of those forces and their eventual destruction. Fixed enemy ground forces or those trapped by the loss of their mobility provide lucrative targets. A commander plans to interdict withdrawing enemy forces to enhance the pursuit. While interdiction can contribute to success by hampering reinforcement and resupply, it can also contribute by trapping enemy forces or canalizing their maneuvers, leading to their destruction in detail. Isolate. Isolate is a tactical mission task in which a unit seals off an enemy physically and psychologically from sources of support and denies it freedom of movement. An isolated force is prevented from having contact with other enemy forces. A unit does not allow an isolated enemy force sanctuary within its present position. Instead, a unit continues to conduct offensive actions against an enemy force. The position or direction of the arrow has no significance, but the graphic surrounds the targeted enemy unit. Neutralize. Neutralize is a tactical mission task in which a unit renders the enemy incapable of interfering with an operation. The two lines cross over the symbol of the unit or facility targeted for neutralization. When assigning a task to neutralize, a commander specifies the enemy force or materiel to neutralize and the duration, which is time or event-driven. The neutralized target may become effective again when casualties are replaced, damage is repaired, or effort resulting in the neutralization is lifted. A unit normally uses a combination of lethal and non-lethal effects to neutralize enemy personnel or materiel. The assets required to neutralize a target vary according to the type and size of the target and the weapon and munitions combination used. Occupy. Occupy is a tactical mission task in which a unit moves into an area to control it without enemy opposition. Both the friendly force's movement to and occupation of the area occur without enemy opposition. A unit can control an area without occupying it, but not vice versa. That is the difference between the tactical mission tasks of occupy and control. The symbol should encompass the entire area that a commander desires to occupy. Units typically occupy assembly areas, objectives, and defensive positions. Reduce. Reduce is a tactical mission task in which a unit destroys an encircled or bypassed enemy force. This task can occur at any location on the battlefield. Reduce is also a mobility task to create and mark lanes through, over, or around an obstacle to allow the attacking force to accomplish its mission. ATP-3-90.4/MCTP-3-34-alpha. There is no symbol for this task. Retain. Retain is a tactical mission task in which a unit prevents enemy occupation or use of terrain. A commander assigning this task specifies the area to retain and the duration of the retention, which is time or event-driven. While a unit is conducting this task, it expects enemy forces to attack and prepares for decisive engagement. A unit tasked to retain a specific piece of terrain does not necessarily have to occupy it. The direction of the arrow has no significance, but the symbol includes the entire area to be retained. Secure. Secure is a tactical mission task in which a unit prevents the enemy from damaging or destroying a force, facility, or geographical location. This task normally involves conducting area security operations. A force given the mission of securing a unit, facility, or geographic location, such as a route or base, not only prevents enemy forces from overrunning or occupying the secured location, but also prevents enemy direct fires and observed indirect fires from impacting the secured location, unit, or facility. Stated simply, the secured area or location is safe enough to build and project combat power. There is a difference between control and secure. The control tactical mission task allows enemy direct and indirect fires to affect the location being controlled, while secure does not. A unit does not have to physically occupy the area immediately around the unit, facility, or geographic location it is securing if it can prevent the enemy from occupying or firing at that location by other means. The commander states the mission duration in terms of time or event when assigning a mission to secure a given unit, facility, or geographic location. The direction of the arrow has no significance, but the symbol includes the entire area to be secured. Seize. Seize is a tactical mission task in which a unit takes possession of a designated area by using overwhelming force. An enemy force can no longer place direct fire on a seized objective. The arrow points to the location or objective to seize. This task differs from secure because it requires offensive action to obtain control of the designated area or objective. It differs from the task of occupy because it involves overcoming anticipated enemy opposition. Once a friendly force seizes a physical objective, it clears the terrain within that objective by killing, capturing, or forcing the withdrawal of all enemy forces. Support by fire. Support by fire is a tactical mission task in which a unit engages the enemy by direct fire in support of another maneuvering force. The primary objective of the support force is normally to fix and suppress enemy forces so that they cannot effectively fire on the maneuvering force. The secondary objective is to destroy enemy forces if they try to reposition. The commander specifies the desired effect on enemy forces when assigning this task. The support by fire task is rarely applicable to units larger than company size. A unit conducting the task of support by fire does not maneuver to capture enemy forces or terrain. A commander gives this task to another unit as part of a larger maneuver. When assigning a support by fire mission, a commander designates the enemy force, when to attack, the general location from which to operate, the friendly force to support, and the purpose of the task, such as fix or suppress. The ends of the arrows point in the general direction of the targeted unit or location. The base of the area indicates the general area from which to deliver fires. Once a commander gives an element the task of support by fire, it should occupy support by fire positions that have cover and concealment, good observation, and clear fields of fire. Elements occupying support by fire positions should check the security of the position, search for targets, orient weapons on likely or suspected enemy positions, occupy fighting positions providing some degree of protection. Armored and striker forces occupy hull-down firing positions, while infantry forces use trees, natural berms, and similar existing terrain features. Assign observation sectors to each soldier or weapon system in the support by fire element. Use available thermal sights to locate heat sources not visible to the naked eye, such as vehicles concealed in tree lines or other wooded areas or personnel serving at observation posts. Support by fire closely resembles the task of attack by fire. The difference is that support by fire supports another force so that it can maneuver against enemy forces, while an attack by fire does not support the maneuver of another friendly force. Suppress. Suppress is a tactical mission task in which a unit temporarily degrades a force or weapon system from accomplishing its mission. It occurs when a unit employs direct or indirect lethal and non-lethal effects, such as artillery, electromagnetic warfare, or smoke on enemy personnel, weapons, and equipment to prevent or degrade enemy fires, sensors, and visual observation of friendly forces. Unlike the neutralization task, the original target regains its effectiveness without needing to reconstitute once the effects of the systems involved in the suppression effort lift or shift to another target. Turn. Turn is a tactical mission task in which a unit forces an enemy force from one avenue of approach or movement corridor to another. A commander relates obstacles, fires, and terrain to improve the friendly tactical situation while degrading the enemy force's situation. For example, in the offense, a commander might want to turn a pursued enemy force to place it in a position where the friendly force can destroy it. In the defense, a commander might want to turn an attacking enemy force to allow the friendly force to conduct a counterattack into the enemy force's flank. The place where the arrow breaks indicates the general location of the obstacle complex that will make enemy forces move from one avenue of approach to another. Turn is an obstacle effect that integrates fire planning and obstacle effort to divert an enemy formation from one avenue of approach to an adjacent avenue of approach or into an engagement area. Its development requires well-defined mobility corridors and avenues of approach. To achieve this effect, the obstacles have a subtle orientation relative to the enemy force's approach. The obstacles and their associated fires allow bypasses in the direction desired by the friendly scheme of maneuver. Finally, the obstacles tie into restrictive terrain at the initial point of the turn. A commander normally uses the turn effect on the flanks of an engagement area. The direction of the arrow indicates the desired direction of turn.